Sharp, Senator Pierce, Senator Duncan, and myself, Senator Miller. The first item to take up on today's calendar is Senate Bill 1003, an act relating to public employee compensation. Is there discussion? Is there a motion?
Mr.
Senator Duncan.
Well, I can wait till the motion, then I'll ask a question.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to be sure I understood. I haven't had a chance to look at this bill entirely. This incorporates all the provisions that were in Senate Bill 152 or whatever it was that passed during the session?
Yes, it incorporates all of them except the one change is it took out the one health benefit where the retiree had to pay for one half of their spouse for dependent coverage and replaced that with the 10-year vesting.
So it's all everything?
Essentially, it is the same.
Essentially, it's everything.
Okay. Is there a motion? Senator Sharp.
I would move CS for Senate Bill number 103, finance out of committee with individual recommendations.
Yes, sir.
I thought that might be the case. Could we have a roll call, please?
Senator Duncan?
Sure.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
Three
eight, two, eight. Passes out on a
3-2 vote. You don't like these ominous bills and ominous bills.
I hate ruining retirement.
1005, an act of making amending appropriations, making appropriations. Is there discussion? Seeing none, the wish of the debate.
Object.
There is objection to questions.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to propose an amendment if I could.
Well, this
or a rules committee substitute.
A rules committee substitute. Do you have it?
Yes. I would propose that on page four, line 22, that we delete the language contingent upon section 6 of this act. On page 5, line 4, we delete the language contingent upon section 6 of this act. Line 18, we delete the language contingent upon section 6 of this act. Line 24, we delete the language contingent upon section 6 of this act. And on page
8,
we delete section 6. Thank you.
Is there discussion on that motion? Seeing none, we'll have a roll call first on the amendment. Go ahead and call the roll.
Senator Pierce? Senator Sharp?
No.
Senator Salo?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Miller?
No.
3-8, 3-9?
It fails on a 3-2 vote. Is there a motion to for calendar purposes?
That was the motion I made.
Oh, there is a motion. Is there objection?
Yeah.
There is objection. Roll call, please.
Senator Duncan?
No.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Senator Salo?
No.
Senator Miller?
Yes.
It
passes out of committee on a 3-2 vote. Next item is Senate Bill 1009, an act relating to the definition of program receipts and providing for an effective date. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee? Objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item is Senate Bill 1010, an act relating to motor vehicles records. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
Move to calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And the last item is Senate Bill 1011, an act relating to state foundation aid. Is there discussion? Seeing none, what is the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question? Of course, this is a bill that's exactly like 244 that we concurred in the House amendments, is that correct?
I believe so.
And the reason to do this is what?
Just to have a backup in case if something should fall apart over on the other side in accepting the bill that we sent back over. Or because they have to adopt the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I'm worried that this isn't exactly the same as 244. Because this seems just very short. Does this include the single side effects, or did 244? Perhaps I'm wrong. This is just disparity, huh?
This is just disparity.
Just disparity.
244 is the House sent it back over to us. Did not include single side change. It's, we have the budget operating.
Chairman, I think there might be a problem with this. I don't see the deduct for 96% and 95% in here.
I believe that's section 1B.
1B. Okay.
96, 1A, 1B.
in this section, 96% of the eligible federal impact aid for that.
Okay, there's 90% right above it, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's the...
Mr. Chair, is this bill on the counter tonight?
Yes, it is.
Was there objection to the moving out of committee?
Chairman, I'm not going to object, but of course the easier way is for them just to accept our resolution, so that might be a consideration when we go to the floor that we may not want to do this tonight, but I will reserve that judgment. That's true. If we don't do it tonight, then they got a problem, which means they have to address the resolution and address... Pardon? Right, but there's still a way to do 244. They can go back and do Senate Concurrent Resolution 40.
By doing this,
244 is all the way up. It's up to the governor automatically at that point. I understand the problem they got on the other side, but they need to address that political problem. And
on this one.
Yeah. No.
They need a resolution to...
There was no objection to passing...
Anyway, I'm not trying to be...
10, 11 out of committee, so with that, it has passed out of committee within the direction.
We need a resolution.
And with that, we are adjourned.
Or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
Well, 517 is the one that they had the title problem.
I'm not sure what you'd be our either side.